Blog Talk Radio.
Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I know you guys will say he plays normally something a little bit more upbeat. I needed to be free tonight. And I think the spirit of freedom needed to reign over this broadcast as we go forward. The main purpose, somebody asked me today, and I just have to start here. Why are you guys doing this? You just want to hear the bad? No, we want to communicate. We want to really understand each other. It's time to make changes in relationships. Not sexual, not monetary, not physical, but bond relationships spiritually. And that song right there is that you must claim your freedom, and your freedom comes because whom the Son, oh my God, I want to preach, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. And yes, they are presenting Hot Topics with their host or leader, Dr. Julie, and myself as the co-host, Pastor E. Welcome to Hot Topics on the Now Network. This is when men and women ask the questions not common and comfortable. See, the women already have a stack, so they don't have to ask. We'll let that go. Men, we need more. But we're asking everybody, continue to submit your questions that you always wanted to ask but never did because of fear, because of worry, because of doubt. See, our goal is to discover the whys, the why nots, and truly heal relationships. See, I need to know more about you. You need to know more about me. We really need to learn how to ask questions. Because when you ask a question, you get a answer. Somebody ran on that one before it even came out. And when you ask the answer, when you get an answer, now you make a decision that can affect the rest of your life. Come on, this is Hot Topics here on the Now Network. We want to welcome in our host tonight, Dr. Julie, as she continues to just be what God has called her to be in this season. And you know, she's always been partnered with us, but I think it's been a couple years before we reconnected here actually broadcasting. So I just want to welcome her to the stage tonight. And Dr. Julie, come on, put your hands for the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Lord.
Well, check this out. Put your hands together for the Lord. Come on. As a matter of fact, double hand clap. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can't get enough
Hallelujah.
Of praising God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, here you are. I had control on Tuesday. I've done the promo. I put it in your hands, and let's take off. Now, before we go, brother, I hope I got some brothers out there. I'm not even going to look. I just hope y'all start raising your hand now. Dial one if you want to raise your hand on the board. If you're a female and you have a question you want to ask and you weren't able to get in touch with Dr. Julie, dial one. Put your hand in the air. But I release it to you, our host tonight, Dr. Julie.
Thank you so very much this evening for allowing me, amen, this opportunity to be a host to ask the questions tonight. I hope I have some ladies out there tonight because we got some questions here tonight that from Felicia Spiton from Ohio, Evangelist Felicia. She asks a question. If you want, let us pray right quick. I'd like to pray to invite God into it, amen, that we could have the wisdom to answer these questions.
Amen.
These questions as well as answer, amen.
Amen.
So if we could, let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, we come before your throne today asking you, Father God, for the wisdom that is needed to host the show as well as, Father, those that are on the radio tonight to ask the questions and to answer. We ask this in the name of your Son, and we thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us throughout this day, giving glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So Felicia asks a question. She wants to know, how do you handle women's freedom of choice in your relationship without being over-controlling and judgmental? And what scripture helps you to apply this reason of free choice?
Okay, I had the answer, but when you put it to that context, I need those sent
okay,
to me.
Okay, well, let's just focus on
look,
point
no, hold on.
Eight.
I need those sent to me, like, by noon so I can be ready for them. Because I can go into it now
okay.
and give you a scripture. But those questions, but we'll talk about that offline. But first of all, could you just read it one more time? And I believe the Lord is going to lead us tonight, and it's going to be answered. Ask it again.
Okay. The question she asked is, how do you handle women's freedom of choice in your relationships without being over-controlling and judgmental?
Well, I think that starts with both. That means we have to start developing partnerships. There shouldn't be a... We know the word of God. We know who's the head. We know what the structure is. But as we talked about on Tuesday, that structure has been destroyed. So now we're trying to reconnect and reunite. And as I said on Tuesday, I believe that starts with the new beginnings where it's partnership and we know our role and we respect people for what their role is. That has to be I'm about to search some scripture for you because I already know when man is supposed to submit to God as he submits to a woman, as he submits to God and treat her as he treats God, that goes both ways because we've all been given the right to the tree of life. And at this point now, as we're accepting our faults, I think it's all about starting new and saying what is going to work in the relationship. Now, that relationship, Dr. Julie, may already be abusive and already be lopsided. I think that's where these type of broadcasts and shows where people can hear, we need to start over. We need to reevaluate where we are and what do we really want, because I know it as well as I hope a whole bunch of others. It takes more than one to survive in this life, whether it's a son, daughter that may be partnered with you to continue or the spouse or a friend. This world is starting to be molded where you can't do it on your own. But when you do, I think it's not about being dominant or being overbearing. I think it's about partnership, Dr. Julie, and I think that submission comes on both ways. Hello?
Amen. Uh-huh.
Well, it has to be. I mean, you know, like just say, for instance, me and you. We're friends. We've been knowing each other and nobody would believe it because we really connected on this broadcast and throughout the years on this network. But we've never interacted personally. But if someone listened to our conversation, they would swear, they've been knowing each other a long time.
True.
It's about knowing how to treat other people and how you want to be treated.
That's a good point. Amen. I agree with that one.
I mean, real. So I know we have to do better. And the young lady wanted scripture with that. Well, we would definitely give us a minute. We're going to continue on with that. We want to ask it. Let me see who's on the line. As I said, I wasn't looking to see who was on the line, but let me see if any of my brothers are out here. Oh, I ain't got no help tonight. I'm all by myself. But guess what? We still go forward. I feel like you did. Pastor Terry out there, she'll put a little deepness in her voice and respond for me. But no, everybody knows I can handle this. But scripturally, I'm not trying to, as we got into it on Tuesday, it seemed like we were going into a spiritual talk. Well, this is really, I want to tell you the first thing to know here about the Now Network is that we're here to serve Jesus Christ and to follow his instructions and reach the lost and unsaved. That's our ultimate purpose. But in communicating, I think we can really maybe learn how to talk to each other, how to accept each other, and then how to grow with each other. See, I was talking to a young man today, and he was like, man, I just can't take it. And I'm like, what you mean? He said, relationship. Every relationship I get involved is like either I'm to this or they're to that, and there's nothing. I said, well, did you ever ask questions? Somebody may be in right now is because they didn't ask the right questions. Do you snore? Do you go out with your friends? Do you value this? Do you value that? Questions lead to answers. Answers lead to questions. I mean, to decisions that you say, well, you know, hey, you cool, but I'm maybe in the wrong position. And that doesn't mean that we dishonor God's covenant. We fix it. And we go to prayer together and say, well, you know what? Instead of it looking at the structure it used to be, let's create something that's going to work for this relationship. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. Anybody else? Dial one, get in. You got something to say on this. This is just not me and Dr. Julie. But I'm going to give you the best thing that the Spirit gives me, because that question has aroused on the other side too. Remember we said about controlling on Tuesday. That's the same thing as about being dominant. So where do we fix it, Doctor?
Say that again, Pastor.
Well, no. I said we talked. It came up Tuesday about a woman who is controlling or can't let it go. And then tonight we're talking about a man who's dominant and can't respect some, you know, his woman. It's the same question. How do we fix this? I mean, what do we get to? And I know we can. That's why we're talking about it.
Well, the scripture that come to mind for me would be to do as you want done to you. And then that, in a sense, as you said, would be communication.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you brought that up, because you know the scripture that came to me? Judge, unless you be judged too.
So do as you want done to you.
Exactly. Open door. You want a door open? Open the door. You want a meal? Cook a meal. But I'm not just saying it to prove to somebody. Have those type of conversations. Are you willing to take on half the responsibilities of the house? Are you willing to help in with this, and this? You know, communication is everything, and that's where we're really drawing to, is that how do we fix the problems that we're talking about? Because evidently questions haven't been answered. But we have an opportunity now to answer. So let's talk about it. How do we fix it that people don't feel that someone's too dominant or too controlling? That means both sides got to give.
That's good.
They got to give now. Our time is, ooh, we could have a revival right now. And we are about to launch an online revival, and I'm looking for preachers, but we ain't going to go there tonight. But what I'm saying is that our time is limited. You can say this is just what's going on now, but everything in this world is showing us that the day is coming. You don't know the hour, the day, the time, but it's coming, because it's starting to look like what I study. And when I read the Word of God, Doctor, everything, wars and diseases and vaccines and isolations and marks are all over the place. And we got to get it right.
Amen. I agree with that 100. We got to get it right.
Okay, so tell us step one. Step one, what's step one? Get it right.
Step one, I think, like you said, it's the way you start off. Knowing you got to understand who you are committing to. What are the expectations of you? What do they expect in that relationship? All those surprises is what I think get us later in trouble.
Because you didn't ask, are you willing to do this for me?
Yes, ask questions.
You got to ask questions. That's the biggest thing I think we got to really draw, is that if you don't ask questions, you don't get answers. And everything that look good is not good. Everything that smells good is not good. Everything that sounds good is not good. And, ooh, here's a big one. Everything that feels good is not good. What do you know? Is it worth that feeling? Is it worth that result? Most people in relationships, because they just didn't ask questions, and then later they found out and be like, what? Oh, God, help me out of this. That, God's not going to help you out of that. You got to help yourself. Come on. We're going to draw this one about asking questions. Give another one. What's your second question?
Okay, I have another question from Evangelist Tasha. The question she asked is, why do men look at women as damaged goods and don't want to admit that they need healing and they're damaged too? And she says, God can
heal. Let's stop. Let's keep that first part, the damaged good part. Could you read that part just again? It's absorbing in my spirit.
Okay, she wants to know, this is again Evangelist Tasha Griffin. She wants to know, why do men look at women as damaged goods and don't want to admit they need healing and they're damaged too?
Well, when you worldly, the pot tries to call the kettle purple. So I would say this right now. If somewhere in that relationship, there's still some worldliness to it.
Yes.
It has to be. You could be a preacher. You could be a teacher. You could be calling yourself with a title and all this. But if you're experiencing those things, it's not just the man or the woman. There's something that's not godly in that relationship. Hands down. I'm not going to point finger at the man or the woman. For anyone to accept or to go through those type of things, that means there is ungodliness already. I don't know if y'all ready for me tonight. I'm trying to keep it 100.
Amen.
Do I got any brothers that came on yet? Dial one if I got one of my male friends out there. Help me as I help myself. But, you know, really, men are... If a man accepts a woman, judgment has already been lifted. It's only when he acknowledges that the woman is judgmental towards herself that he now feels liberty to have the same feeling. But if I got with you, and I'm not talking about me, I'm just speaking in a third, fourth realm. If I got with you the way you are, but then when I got with you or we started to spend time together, I seen that you felt worse about you than I did, I might take on the same characteristics. And misery loves company. So maybe that's why some people are together, because neither one of them felt like they were worthy and they didn't ask the right questions again. Are you somebody that can help me come out of this depression? Are you somebody that can sit down and pray with me all night? Are you somebody that can be with me 6 months and not have sex? Are you somebody that will cover me and pour? See, questions is what we need more of. And we need to ask them, not just waiting for them to be asked to us. Women, and I want to say this to you guys a lot too, because in counseling, and I can say this honestly, that's the first thing. You guys assume we the one. You guys assume because of the position or the title or the first impression you get. Instead of asking the real question, it's like, okay, your name is Bishop, but will you bishop me? Will you plant me? Will you sow me? Will you grow me? And will you nurture me?
So,
and then some people
Pastor
just don't
that,
have it together. Some people don't know the Lord. So, yeah, they act that way.
Yes.
And if someone who is in God, and I'm going to give it to you after this, but if somebody's in God and you get with somebody out of God, you think you're going to bring them to God? Well, it messed up in the relationship part because it should have been ministry first, coming to God second, and then coming together. But when we come together and think we're going to bring them to God, this goes male or female, it always explodes. And then we ask the questions, or why doesn't he won't let it go, or why she just won't let it go. Remember we asked on Tuesday, the brother asked, he's like, man, I did nothing to her. She just won't let it go. Because you never asked, was she ready to be healed? Go ahead, Dr. Julie.
And also, if I can say this, I believe that if two people come together and, like you said, they have anything that has caused them to feel damage and they have not been healed, then they will portray that and it will possibly, like you say, reflect to that person that very thing that they're damaged. But
right.
if they have been damaged and found someone that they had sat down with and told them, this is where I'm at, and that person accepted them, like you said, where they are, then they would become the person who would be there to help heal the situation in a sense, because they could, like you say, pray with them, talk with them, be there for them, understand when they're having that bad day, not so quick to try to get in their beds, knowing that they, you know, need to work through some things, not to make things more cloudy for them. I believe when we have pick the person, like you say, God first, then all the other stuff come after that and ask all the right questions would be the place that the healing would actually take place in the individual. And the person that they would get with would be the support to them because they would be their friend, not just someone that's there for what they could get from them.
And they're there for, and they're there on purpose. I want to see you healed.
They're on assignment.
I want to see you healed. I see you broken. I see how you snapped on me and I didn't do anything. Hey, I want to be here with you through that instead of trying to comfort you this way that will make you feel good for about 2 to 6 minutes. I'm not going to call nobody longevity. But for those 45 seconds. That's just temporary. But what about true healing that when we ask these questions, and that's why we're here, that we talk about it and say, I never tried that. I never tried just shutting it all down and saying, let's start over. Let's really find each other. Most people are afraid they're going to find out that you made the wrong decision. But let me tell you about the God I know. For that person that we just stepped on your toe, that person just you feel like a brick hit you up your head. The one thing I know about God is he will forgive you when you say, Lord, forgive. I confess my sins. And he doesn't forgive you by taking you out the relationship. He forgives you by now. Ask the questions now. It's not too late. Don't give up on one person because you didn't ask the questions in the beginning. Ask the questions now. And you'll probably get the right answer and be like, well, you never asked. You were too dominant. I didn't think you want me to clean the house. Every time I come in the kitchen, you say, get out. Just ask questions. Now, somebody else may be involved or engaged in this conversation. Dial one. I don't see nobody dialing one. At least these my brothers on Man Up was dialing one crazy. I had all kind of backup. But if you are interested in this phone call tonight, in this broadcast, dial one. We want to hear from you. But it must become about showing people how to survive, not to end it. That is not, please don't leave her saying that Pastor E, or I know Dr. Julie don't want that mark on her either, that's why we're here. No, we're here to say, acknowledge the wrong, but fix it, and God can do it. See, I get to going, Dr. Julie, taking notes or something.
Amen. Yes, sir. I'm taking notes. Amen. And I'm looking at the next question. Amen. Praise God.
Okay, well, hold on. We got a caller, area code 310, last four. And I know who it is, but this is just how we do it because we don't want to give out numbers. But area code 310, last four, 3213. Come on in. This is Women Speak Now and Be Heard presenting Hot Topics. We got to answer.
Speak Now. Good evening, Dr. Julie. Good evening, Pastor E.
Good evening
to everyone else.
What's up, my brother?
Yes, this is the regulator. I've been listening in since for a few minutes now. Apologize, I was busy and just now getting in on the call here. But listening in, I was looking at the things floating in my mind, just listening to the conversations. One of the things was like a ball of rubber bands, you know, because this subject, there are so many different elements, varieties of substances to unwound the ball of rubber bands when we're looking at this relationship with the man and woman, because of all the different ingredients, should I say breadcrumbs, to pick up in life, going through our journey in looking for a relationship and building a relationship. And then at the same time, I was listening to you, Pastor, you was all over the scriptures when you was talking about if one is in God and the other one is not. And then the scripture that came to my mind, it's better to, and I can't quote where the scripture comes from, but you'll see it when I say this. When the Bible speaks about better being with two than one, because if one falls, the other one can pick them up. So that was one of the things that came to my mind. And then when we look at our society now, you know, how the church is more distant, or our spirituality is more distant from the house environment in bringing up a family. You know, we're looking at families now, and we look at the church, maybe one house on a block may go on a Sunday and give God all the glory, praise, and go fellowship and get some spiritual nutrition from the word. So when we're looking at this and people have forgot about God, and I see more people or hear more people when something goes wrong or something dramatic, oh, my God, well, you know, what clicks in my mind, I would ask the question to myself, but, you know, who is your God if you're not living the lifestyle that God has provided for us? And with the lifestyle of some people, it has nothing to do with God. But soon as trouble come, we would say, and thank God that he's always there to catch us, regardless whether you say the not. He's just he has no respect of persons, so he's there for anybody to call upon him. But it's better to call upon him being saved than unsaved. So much was going through my mind listening to you and Dr. Julie talking about these relationships. So it's a truly a valuable dynamic on a subject to bring up.
Yes, it is, and that's why we got to keep the subject fired up. And there's so many diameters that we can look at it from, because it's different for me than it is for you. Because what works for you and your marriage doesn't work for other marriages. And you could be the great counselor in the world, but I guarantee you what works in your home won't work in other homes. But when we start to realize who the person is and who we're really dealing with, that's why I'm so big on questions. Anybody knows me, they come around me, I ask questions. What, do I have to call you to come to work? Why are you here? For money? I ask questions. And when I get the answers, I make the right decisions to say, bro, I love you. Come to church on Sunday, but I don't think you work with me, because if I can outwork you, and your answers showed me that you waiting for me to show you, waiting for me to lead you, I'm here to train you so you could be here trying to take over. So I ask the right questions, and I can make the right decisions where I don't have to fall out with people. I don't have to go down wrong roads with people. I still have healthy relationships because they still come to church. They still come and ask for assistance. They still come and visit. But understand that they weren't in the right place to do what they were trying to do. But if I wouldn't ask questions, it wouldn't have never happened. Relationships are the same way. When you ask, you'll get it. It may not be the answer you want, but you can definitely now make the decision you have to make. Come on, I know somebody else out there wants to get in this conversation. The board is full. I see you all over the place, and we want more interaction. Dr. Julie, we're gonna let you come on with a third question, because I see we don't have any others.
Okay, if
on
I can,
that one.
Pastor.
You can do
okay.
Whatever you want. You don't
have to give the scripture.
Wait a minute. Here, I'm a, can I just, you know I'm real, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I turned it over to you in the beginning, but I'm still acting like I'm the host.
No, you helped it out. That's good because
that's your job.
Okay, well, let me go on in here and get started then.
Take over.
Okay. Well, this is the scripture that the gentleman was speaking of when he says two better than one. And because he didn't have it right at hand, I thought I'd look it up for him. It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. And if you don't mind, can I read it to confirm that I have the right one? He says two are better than one because they have good rewards for their labor. But if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and the threefold cord is not easily or quickly broken. So that's Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, I want to, should I not apologize? I really be trying to keep this more, because if y'all know, I have every scripture ready, and it's so great that we can come with the word of God. That's what we need, to follow up on this and to be able to talk and say, man, that's the word. Look how Dr. Julie came with the scripture that we could follow it. I encourage you to read the whole chapter 3 and 4. 3 really plays into 4. Read both chapters tonight and see the value of a real friend. Not a lover, not a sex partner, not a husband or a wife, but a real friend. These scriptures really describe the value of a real friend, and that's what we need more of.
Amen. I agree 100%.
See, let me tell you something. Watch this, doctor. Because we agree, don't you know it's already happening? Every time two agrees, God in heaven is saying, oh, done. And it may not even be in your region. It may not even be in your city. But somewhere in this area, somewhere, God is saying it's done because we agree. Go ahead, Minister Clarence.
Yes, I wanted to elaborate or give a little insight on the philosophy when we use that word 100, and that's a concept I don't use at all, and I'll explain to you why I keep it real and be as real as I can, and the reason I don't use that concept being 100 because there's a galaxy of other numbers higher than 100, but we look at that 100 as a percentage, and that percentage is being whole. So when I hear someone saying 100, I look at them and their school education. So what was your percentage in school? Were you a 100 in school? And if not, what is your number percentage average? So if you take that 100% and then you put it into numerical form, you have to move that decimal point over to the left, and it only makes it a 10. So when I go back to the school age of a person and their 100, you have to compare it to their school grades. What is your percentage? So if they were a C average, they are in the 70s. If they're
I get that. But look, yeah. Clarence, when we talking 100 in the spirit, that means all.
Yeah.
It don't mean no lack. Yeah. This ain't the worldly type of 100. This that all 100. This is like I connect with you through every fiber of my DNA. I connect with you with every fiber of my spirit, 100. Now, I speak this because I heard the woman of God say, I 100% agree, because we are connected in every link of prayer, 100%, meaning all.
Yes.
And not with a percentage of the world, but a percentage of what God increases. Because a hundredfold means a hundred millionfold, and a hundred millionfold mean a hundred more fold.
Yeah.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. No,
hey,
we're
talking biblical, okay? We're talking biblical, meaning the scripture. I agree 100% with what the Word of God says.
That's
amen.
It.
And because we were talking along the line spiritually.
And then here's the other side of me. I hear my brother, because we out here in the streets where the language is, man, I'm 100, but a person is only 10% with you.
Yes.
Person
I got,
say, I'm 100 with you. I got your back. But as soon as something go down, I tell, or I turn you in, or in the value of 100 has went so down low. That's why you can't walk by the flesh.
We're down to that 10.
You know what I'm saying? You can't walk by the flesh, because the flesh is going to be a 10. But when you walk by the spirit, my God, I'm going to give you 100.
And that's what I was referring to.
I know you were. I know you were. And that, it wasn't a discrepancy. That's why we communicate. It's because I know where she was coming from. She was talking about like 100 toes in, 100 toes deep, 100 toes, call me for prayer, 100 in. Call me for a broadcast, 100 in. Call me, you need me to come to California, 100 in. Meet me in Wisconsin for the revival, 100 in. That type of 100 in. But on your side, I know that too, because we hear that all the time. And those kids, man, I'm with you. I'm with you, Pastor. I'm 100. I mean, I got you, man. I'm 100, bro. And they don't show up.
They don't show up.
Hey, oh, no, Pastor, man, I'm 100, man. And they don't call. And they're not where they're supposed to be. So we are experiencing on the other end, but that's why we have to start walking by the Spirit and teaching others to walk by the Spirit. Now, I'm not banging cymbals, but this weekend, if you got some time and you're in the Watts Compton area, Clarence, I need to see you over there around noon. But at the Watts Coffee House, the Mufundi building, we are doing our open house for the entrepreneurial training program, where we're going to teach life skills, we're going to teach business skills, we're going to teach financial skills, and we're going to teach printing skills. That the kids that are involved, and adults, because we're going to offer that at a price, but they can leave there with a business. That's making moves. That's putting stuff out there, and that's saying, guess what? That's not what I'm doing. You want to do it too? I'll show you. And let's help the other generation that they understand how 100 really means, because the ones that are connected to me already, they already know they call me 1,000. I'd be like, bro, you can't put a number on me, because I'm going to show up. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. And I'm not going to let you just walk around here with your pants hanging down. I'm always going to say something. I'm not going to let you start cussing and talking about killing on your raps. I'm going to say something. And do you know they respect? So we got see the different lines that we're dealing with? Am I by myself again? Oh, I got on fire. Y'all was like, never mind. But you see the different lines we are, because the communication is not what you say, it's how you say it. And the meaning that's said behind it. Let's ask questions. Why did you say 100? Why don't you like 100? Because 100 don't mean nothing out here. And the answer would be, well, 100 is everything over here. How do we fix that? It's hot topics, y'all. Y'all ain't ready. Nobody dialing one, so I'm throwing you under the bus now. Pastor Terry, come on. It's hot topics.
Praise
what
God.
What are you? Are you 100 this, 100 that? What are you?
I'm 100 for Jesus. That's what I am, you know. So Jesus. Praise be to God.
Oh, y'all better watch out. I see Prophet just threw his hand up. Y'all better watch out.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Julie, Pastor E, Dr. Hamilton, and Minister Clarence, and all the listeners. Praise God. Praise God for this platform for men and women coming together in agreement through the Word of God. But my sister, you said that the base scripture, do unto others as you want to be done unto. I had shared that with Pastor E earlier this year. I said, I'm crossing over. That's my motto. You want to be treated with kind, treat people kind. If I want to be treated kind, I got to be kind all the time. Like that, and Clarence said 100 all the time. Be kind. If I expect kindness to come back to me, if I want to be treated with love, love on people. I want to be treated in truth, be truthful. So this is, that's, you know, that's the rule of
that's
the land, the rule of the law, rule of his word. Do unto others as we want to be done unto. And then we're speaking about, when we talk about men and women, I did have a question, because, you know, sometimes with men and women in the household, men and women, I want to find out who determines what's the, because I know some men, I know Pastor, you can cook. My dad used to cook. Some men can cook and clean and do it better than women. But who determines the responsibility? Some men might
who
do,
likes doing it.
Do this.
Who gets pleasure in it?
Who does it best? My dad cooked better than my mom. So she would say he get off work, whoever got off first, you just get it done. It's teamwork. And Dr. Julie,
well, you know, in my family,
mm-hmm.
It was like this. If it had something to do with barbecue, Daddy was doing it. Other than that, he stayed out the way. And Mommy took care of laundry. She took care of food. She took care of cleaning. That was her assignment. She accepted her assignment. And Daddy, who could cook better than her. I ain't trying to throw her under the bus,
uh-huh.
So don't fall from heaven on me. But Daddy could cook better than her. He could cook Cajun. He could cook Midwest. He could cook. He grew up in a restaurant in 1927, I believe he told me. As a young kid, his brother was working in the restaurant. He used to go and help him. He started learning at 7 years old how to cook in a restaurant. So the boy was bad. But he had a division of ministry and building a church and touching the community. And she knew that was his role. And she then took on because they asked the right questions, got the right answer. Because I never saw a problem with them on their roles.
Yes.
She never said, I'm always cooking. I'm always getting people at the church. They were always saying, I got to do this. I'm doing this.
In agreement. Yes.
In total
agreement. You know, Dr. Julie, she gave the scripture, too. When you read Ecclesiastes 4, it says two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. They're laboring together. Yes.
Okay, so.
My mom used to say, if you go in opposite directions, you'll never meet. So you have to.
And if you don't go through, you won't. And if you don't go through, you're gonna end up right back where you started from. Come on, let's bring Prophet Dwayne in here now. Now, check
Praise
this out.
God.
Since y'all want to be like that, let's see who's ready. Let's tag team preach on Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Y'all better start rumbling your Bibles now. We can tag team tonight if y'all ready. But let's bring in Prophet Dwayne, bro. Hot topics.
Hey, amen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Man, we love you, bro.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening. Good evening. I love to use Pastor Terry's favorite line. Good evening, lovely people. My lovely people. Amen. My beautiful people.
I love
people,
to use your line. I'm your brother.
Know,
I'm your
I'm
cousin.
Your friend.
I'm your nephew. I'm your best friend. I'm your pastor. I'm your prophet. I'm your apostle. I'm your what you need me to be. I'm your everything.
Man, look, you know.
I love it.
Hey, man, I don't even know where I got that from, man, but it's just something that, hey, I can be all to anybody, you know. I can adapt to any situation, any conversation. I'm not a judgmental person because I already know all of us have some type of issue. Amen. And so with that being said, I just got on and I heard what Minister Terry had said. When it comes down to who determines this or determines that, being married, matter of fact, it'll be 30 years, July the 3rd of this year, I'll be 30 years married. A lot of ups and downs, but thank God through it all, we're still here. I believe that has to be a conversation. Even in the intro of the relationship on who can do this and who can do that, who's good at this and who's good at that. And it should be a boundary, whereas that is an understanding between the both of them that, hey, this is the role that I've accepted and this is the role that I'm going to take. Who's better with the finances? Well, in my family, I'm better with the finances. I know how to distribute the finances and where it should go. And I'm one of the persons that I don't like to do no late payments. I don't want to do no 2 months. When it's due, I want it to be paid. I don't want my lights to be cut off. I don't want my gas to be cut off. If the man is terrible with money, then the man should relinquish the money to the woman, you know, because that's where her strength may be. And we as couples need to, stick behind the strength of somebody else. The man, even though that we're strong in area of strength, but there are some weak stuff that is inside of us where a woman may be strong in that area, and we need to relinquish that power to her. It doesn't make us less of an individual or a man. It just makes us more because we know how to distribute in the areas of where we are insufficient at. Amen, somebody. And so I don't cook. I cook now. I grill. I mean, I'm a beast on that grill.
Amen.
But I don't like to do it all the time. Can I sew? Yes, I can. My grandmother taught me how to stitch clothing, sew buttons on, put a zipper in. She told me all of that. I can really be by myself, but I thank God for company. I love companionship. I love my wife. I love my children. And so I think it's a standing that, hey, you do that better, so I'm going to let you do that. Well, then, okay, I do this better, so then you let me do this. So, and I think in marriage or any relationship, it shouldn't be no competition. You know, it should just be valued. I value where you're at. You know, I listened to Dr. Julie last, I think it was Monday, and she said that she had to take the responsibility of the head at first because she didn't think her husband could handle the responsibility. You know, and sometimes when women do go forward, hey, we as men, we watching to see, okay, what moves they're making. Not saying that we're less of a man. It's just that some areas, man, we haven't been taught in. And it's okay. Man, I'm telling you, it don't make me let it. When I first started, I let my wife take care of the money because I used to blow money. I had to learn what money was what I was capable of using money for because I was single. I was used to blowing money. So when I got married, I said, okay, let me let you take care of the money because I remember how it was when I was out the streets. I blew money. So then when I started seeing my wife move and everything and do it the money, I said, okay, now I'm capable and able to now take that position of the money. This is what I'll use. This is what you need for the week, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes I say, okay, that's your check. You do you, boo. You do you. I'm still going to take care of everything. I think it's learning your partner and being able to say, hey, go ahead, you handle that. I'm good in my position. I'm good in my role. Amen. Because we're here together. We're here to work this thing together. Amen, everybody.
Peace out.
Amen.
Well, I like the part where you ain't got to feel like a punk to admit you ain't no good with money. Don't feel less of a man just because you say, hey, that's not my role. Be honest. See, that goes back to the question. Can you manage my finances?
Exactly.
Do you have the ability to show me how to get a retirement? Most black people don't know how to get a retirement because they don't have retirement jobs no more. The average people work 3 years at a job. When my parents were working, they were working 30, 40 years and had pensions and retirement funds. But do we ask those questions so we really know who we're dealing with?
Exactly.
And then when you connect young and you didn't ask the questions, here's 30 years of experience that when you start asking the right questions, that and now partnering side by side. I don't know if you guys ever noticed, and I know we watch a lot of Fred Price and TD and Creflo. But you know, when it all began, it was just him. But when it really exploded, when it was become them, I'm going to leave it there.
But well, that's good, though, Pastor E. That's good, because in ministry, 9 times out of 10, the man is the forerunner and the woman takes the back seat. But then she comes along in her role. And one thing that I like about, you know, men of God, they never push their women or their woman to be in position. They allow her to be settled.
Whoa.
Until the Holy Spirit begins to use her. And then here you go with Fred Price's wife. She gets in her ministry. Tony Evans, when Tony Evans' wife was alive, she was able to now flow in her ministry because he never, they never pushed them. They allowed the Holy Spirit, at the time of the Holy Spirit, to use them in the positions of where they needed to be. And I believe as a man, you can't push your wife to do anything. You got to allow the Spirit of God to speak to her in order for her to move. This is not a dictatorship. This is a partnership.
Partner.
Amen, somebody. You know, he
wasn't here in the beginning of this broadcast when I said that's what it was. You got to shift some things. We already acknowledge that it's broken. How do we fix it is the question. Partnership. Ask questions, get the answers, make right choices, and be the man and woman of God that you've been called to be. Are y'all ready to preach? I'm giving everybody, because we got 2 minutes left on Women Speak Now. I'm giving everybody 2 minutes.
Amen.
We go on to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. We finna have a... And I need you to dial one now. I already have Dr. Julie. I know she's down because she brought the scripture. We got Clarence, Minister Clarence. We have Prophet Dwayne. We have Pastor Terry. We have Pastor E. And we have many others out there that haven't dialed one. If you want to get in on this preach-a-thon, it's going to be 2 minutes of each. We're going to tag team. And we've been preaching Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Are y'all ready for this? Y'all say I'm crazy. Really and truly, God said, can y'all do this? Dr. Julie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Pastor Terry, you ready?
Ready.
I ain't even got to ask Prophet, but are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Minister Clarence, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Hey! Well, y'all know I'm ready. I'm giving it another opportunity. Dial one if you want to get in this conversation. That is Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Your references are your own references, but you got 2 minutes. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for Women Speak Now, Hot Topics, Man Up the Movement. We thank you, Lord, that as we submit, we say, Lord, take over. That as we decrease, you increase. And Lord, have your way. We pray right now that your word goes forward like a rushing lion, Lord, that it breaks through barriers, that it breaks through chains, that it breaks through bondages, that it breaks through unforgiveness, and that it breaks through the lack of communication. And we thank you, Lord, that you set your word to go forward. We thank you that you set your word to be true. And we thank you that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish everything that it was intended to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dr. Julie, you brought it up. Can you start this thing off?
Well, when we talk about two are better than one, I could really relate to that, because it's sometime when you're in a situation, it would take two people instead of one to handle that. I could actually say when Jesus sent them out, he sent them out into the ministry. So when you go out to do ministry for myself, I found it is good to have someone there. Like we're doing this tonight, co-hosting and hosting. It's things that I need answers in that you can answer. It's things that I can answer that maybe you can answer. So working together is more better than just doing it by yourself. And so that's why I reference that at in life, period. Just having help. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I was on the green lines of green in the green room. Amen. Pastor Terry, you ready?
To make sure, praise God. When God has joined two together as one, and we're that one, we have to make sure that as we are joined with that two, and as we said earlier, we have to ask questions. We have to get to know each other. You have to know their ways, and I have to know his ways, and he has to know my ways before we can all get together and labor together as one. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Let the church say amen. Come on.
Amen.
Minister Clarence. Amen.
Yes. I'm going to reread this scripture. That
Please
way
do.
We can get more insight. The more we read something, the more we get understanding. And two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold accord is not quickly broken. And that came to my mind when Pastor E was speaking of, he mentioned it without even speaking of the scripture. And the Spirit led me to that scripture. So I thank God for that. And when I look at my relationship, where would I be without my partner? You know, my partner made a better man of me, helped me to become a better man, become the man I am today, because God brought her into my life. She taught me so many things that I didn't know and many other things that I pushed aside and didn't want to know. So like the pastor said, it's a partnership. It's not a dictatorship. And when we allow each other to learn from each other, to trust each other, to be responsible with each other, man, there's nothing greater than that. Bless you.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. Prophet Dwayne.
Amen. God bless everybody once again. This scripture really speaks volume. And we must understand that in the midst of even spiritual warfare, when you have two people who are spiritually connected, we can come against any device of the enemy. That's why the scripture was talking about when two are better than one, meaning that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the two of you know how to build each other up so that neither one of you can fall in the midst of foolishness. We got to understand that as we begin to walk as one, amen, because when two are joined together, amen, we become one-minded, we become one in our body, we become one in thinking, we become in one of our decisive measurements, and because of that, we are now knowing each other's movements. Two are better than one. The enemy operates in one individual way. And that's to try to divide and conquer. But when you have two people, we can withstand anything that the enemy tries to throw our way. Can I get a witness, somebody? Amen. So that you have got to understand that in the midst of walking together, you got to know your partner. You got to know
Amen.
How she thinks. You got to know how he thinks. You got to
Preach.
Know that we can understand one another
hey.
And overcome anything. Glory be to God. Two are
Come on,
better
doctor.
Than one because they have a good return on their hard work.
Woo.
Amen. When you're out there in the field, guess what? She knows how to bring some lemonade to me when I need some lemonade. Can I get a witness,
Come on.
Somebody?
Can I get some
Amen.
Lemonade?
When I'm in the bed all by myself, she knows how to comfort me in the area
continue,
of where I am
up.
Lonely yet. Can I get a witness, somebody?
Well, hallelujah.
Two are better than one.
Preach!
God does not separate, amen, but he brings together for the greater communion of one another. Glory be to God.
Ooh,
and then the Bible says this, because two are better than one because they have a good return on their hard work. Amen. I'm reading it from the CEB Bible. It says, if either should fall, one can pick. That means that if I fall even in my continence or I'm worried about something because my wife may be encouraged about it, she knows how to pick me up. She knows how to talk to me. She knows how to soothe me when I'm being challenged in the areas of my mind. Oh, I can't get no help on the line. Amen.
You got some
but
help.
You got to know that when you begin to walk together, amen. I used to watch Good Times back in the day, and James Evan, he had said this. He said, together we stand, divided we fall. Amen. But he was singing it in a song because you got to understand something, that this walk when you are married is maybe an individual walk, but when you're married, you're walking together. Amen.
Come on.
I don't want my wife to fall. My wife shouldn't want me to fall. Glory be to God. She
Bring
wants me to overcome some areas that I have failed in. And guess what? Because I failed in some areas, she's there to encourage me that I can overcome this situation. Y'all don't hear me on the line.
Oh, we hear
Amen.
You.
Two are better than one.
Too.
Because I ain't falling in this area no more, because I got somebody who's going to help me and encourage me and push me along this Christian journey. Come on, somebody. Let the church say amen to a better
amen.
One.
Amen. Hallelujah. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. The word from the Lord. Stop trying to do it by yourself. I know you have anointing on your life. I know God has called you, but he did not call you alone. It takes partnerships. It takes covenants. And I'm talking to that 501c3. I'm talking to that one out there that's in the streets that you're really grinding, but you're doing it by yourself. Stop. Jesus, oh my God. Now, when I get to an example, Jesus had 70 and he sent them out by two. Don't you know that you need somebody watching your back that you can trust? Don't you know you need somebody that knows what to do when you're taking a rest? Don't you know that you need somebody in your life that is not questioning you, but is encouraging you? See, the two calculation adds up to one. You don't have to be married. You don't have to be sexually. You don't have to be this. You don't have to be male or female. The calculation of two equals one when you serve one God. And the same strength that he gives you. Stop trying to do it on your own and know God sent you with somebody else. First, he said, he would leave you with a helper. And then he said he would never leave you or forsake you. Then he said, if you love him, you will love your neighbor as yourself. If you love him, that you will now give your life to a friend like it was nothing. And then you would now come to a level of friendship with him that you knew that who he sent with you was intentional to get you where you need to go. And then watch this. When he called the 12 to himself, this Matthew, Mark chapter 6, verse 7, he said, and he called the 12 to himself and he began to send them out by two. Six groups is enough. what I mean by that. I mean, stop trying to take over everything. Stay in your region. Stay in your territory and do the best that you can do. Because he said, he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out by two and gave them power over unclean spirits. He commanded them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts, nothing but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. See, you got to stop looking like you all that. I know I keep it 100. You got to stop it. Yes, God has blessed you. But when you go to reach the lost, you got to go where the lost recognizes you. You got to go out where people are not intimidated by you. You have to go out. And my 2 minutes is about up, and I'm going to end here. You have to go out with purpose, that people will leave there with the encouragement not to be alone either. Family, male, female, young, old, sinners, unsinners, we need each other. Why are we supposed to reach the lost and unsaved? Why are we supposed to keep going out and teaching the things that we've been taught? Not for my salvation, but for theirs. And understand this. When somebody is alone, you're the second person. I know they don't look like they qualify. I know they don't look like they meet up to the standards. But guess what? You do. Two. Matthew, and I'm not going to give you the scripture. I'm going to give you the chapter 18 because I want you to read the whole thing. When two agree on anything on this earth concerning anything, our Father in heaven will do it. Let's step up. Let's get it right. And let's preach together. One word, one salvation, and one God. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I'm opening up the lines.
Hallelujah.
I'm opening up the lines. And yeah, I'm letting y'all up. Amen. Yeah, let the church say amen. That's tag team preaching.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice
to worship you. Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul rejoice.
Yes, sir.
Take joy, my King.
Yes, sir.
In what you hear.
Sweet, sweet sound. Hallelujah.
Let it be a sweet,
sweet
sound.
Hallelujah.
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound.
Hallelujah.
Let it be a sweet,
sweet,
sweet sound.
Hallelujah.
In your ear. Prophet, pray us out of here.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory.
Thank you, Lord.
For everything that has been
thank
done
you,
today,
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask God
thank
that
you,
your spirit,
Lord.
Your deity, be with us right now
thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Go with us, God, wherever you will have send us. Send us wherever
yes,
you want
Lord.
Us to go, God. Let us speak
thank
to anybody
you,
who you ask us to speak to, Father. Allow your spirit
yes.
to go with us, God. In
yes,
this
Lord,
line right
yeah.
now, in the name of Jesus.
In
Lord,
the name
send
of Jesus.
Relief
Lord.
To the people who are going through
thank
situations
God.
In their mind,
Jesus.
God.
Yes,
Lord, the
Lord.
Increase
yes.
of inflations, God.
Thank
the
you,
money
Jesus.
That they need, Father, to take care of their families,
yes,
God. Lord, please
yes,
send relief
Lord.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank
and
oh,
Father,
yes.
we thank you right now that if it had
thank
not
you,
been
you,
for
Jesus.
You, where would we be right now today, God?
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for
thank
this
you.
Line. We thank you for this blog talk. We thank you for the
mm-hmm.
audience, people. God,
thank you, Lord.
Of those who are
yes,
on
Lord.
There. There's somebody going through in their mind, say, God, change their mind
thank
right
you,
now.
Lord.
Give them the mind of Christ, Father.
Right now.
Yes, yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Allow
Lord.
Them to understand
Lord.
That they can do all
thank
things
you,
through Christ who strengthens them, Father.
Yeah, yeah,
strengthen them in the mindset of where they are waiting, God, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we thank you that two are better than one, God. That we will
yes,
come together
Lord.
As a collective body, God,
you,
and send strength
yes.
to those who are single, Father.
Yes.
Send strength to those who are in their minds that battling, God. We come against the spirit of suicide in the land, God, in the name of Jesus.
Right now, Father.
And thank you, God. We come against the spirit of raping our children, God, sending them on different planes, God, the black market. We come against you in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
And Father, we say, have your way. Have your way. Stop the killings, God, in our cities, Father, in our states, God. Stop the killings right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you can do it, God. And, Father, concerning the war against Russia and Ukraine, God, whatever your will is, then let your will be done, Father. Because you said in your word, God, that there was going to be wars and rumors of wars, Father. So, Father, allow the prophetic sound, the time, God, to happen according to your purpose, God.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let everybody say amen.
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 God has spoken.
Yes.
So let the church say amen.
Amen.
Oh,
love
y'all
want to
sing with me? Come on.
Amen.
Let the church
say amen.
Amen.
Let the church
say
amen.
Say amen.
God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Love you guys.
Praise God. Goodness.
Love you
all. Love you all too, family.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.